This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labez, and this is The Rundown. The head of the Chicago-based National Immigrant Justice Center says the group will closely monitor enforcement efforts in the city. President Donald Trump has promised what he calls the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. And the first large-scale raids were reportedly going to start today in Chicago. Things have been quiet so far. Mary Meg McCarthy works with the Immigrant Justice Center and spoke today with WBEZ's Reset.
I have no idea what they're thinking operation-wise, but I know that you can't just go to the Home Depot and arrest everyone in the parking lot based on the color of their skin or their accent. That is illegal.
Immigrant communities in the Chicago area have been preparing for increased deportations. They're setting up emergency plans, holding legal rights trainings, and getting dual citizenship for their children. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he has heard the Trump administration initially is targeting as many as 2,000 people from Chicago for deportation, but he says he still has not heard anything from the White House. Pritzker also says the threat of deportations means law-abiding people are afraid to go out, including to their workplaces. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has filed a lawsuit to stop President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship in the U.S. He joins other attorneys general from Arizona, Washington, and Oregon. They say language in the Constitution's 14th Amendment is clear on this matter. Plus, presidents don't have the authority to decide who is or who is not a citizen at birth, and presidents cannot amend the Constitution through executive order. Raoul's lawsuit is similar to, but separate from, a lawsuit filed by attorneys general from 18 states and two cities. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is blasting tech billionaire Elon Musk for making a gesture on Monday at a rally that has been widely compared to a fascist salute. Musk was speaking at a post-inauguration event for President Trump. He extended his arm to the crowd in what Pritzker says looked like the Sieg Heil, a salute used in Nazi Germany. Pritzker's family is Jewish. He says he was disgusted by the gesture and that Musk owes an apology to the American people. Chicago is in the middle of a dangerous cold snap with temperatures barely passing zero and wind chills deep in the negatives. Loyola Medicine's Dr. Teresa Wynn says the key to staying safe if you must go outside is wearing layers and limiting your outdoor time because frostbite can strike fast.
Being mindful of perhaps maybe kids walking to school or even waiting for the bus stops is to limit that outdoor exposure time. And for like the elderly population, making sure that if you have like a friend or family member or neighbor who is elderly, that you're checking in on them, making sure that they have everything they need.
With lower temperatures comes a higher risk as well of a home heating fire or carbon monoxide poisoning. So make sure you test your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors and change your furnace filter to lower the risk. It is a sunny and very cold day with a high of 2, dangerously cold wind chills around 26 below, and then tonight becoming cloudy, windy, temperature rising very slightly to about 5 degrees above zero, wind chills still in the teens, and then on Wednesday, cloudy, windy, a chance of snow in the afternoon, a high in the mid-20s, wind chills again in the mid-teens. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labez. Thanks for listening.